What caused C.S. Lewis to reject atheism?
Welcome to Daily Direction, helping you discover the truth of God's Word with UMI founder and chairman, Dr. Melvin Banks.
C.S. Lewis, who wrote Chronicles of Narnia, was once an atheist. In describing his journey from atheism to belief in God, he says when he noticed that people worldwide had the same sense of right and wrong, he set out to find the source of this similarity. He found that people often differ on what they consider right and wrong, yet they all agree that some things are right and some are wrong. Lewis said, as he sought to discover where this idea of right and wrong originated, he concluded that there had to be a God somewhere. Just as Lewis could not successfully deny God's existence, neither can we. Nor can we eliminate our accountability to God, even though people try. One day, God will call each of us to account for our actions here on earth. That's what Malachi wrote in his Bible book, chapter 4. He says, "The Lord of heaven's armies says, the day of judgment is coming, burning like a furnace. On that day, the arrogant and the wicked will be burned up like straw. They will be consumed, roots, branches, and all." Thankfully, in the same text, Malachi quotes God as saying, "But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings." God promises judgment for those who rebel and reject him, but he promises forgiveness and eternal life for those who accept his Son, Jesus Christ.
If you'd like to learn more about God and his plan for your life, visit urbanministries.com